Good afternoon, and welcome to another edition of Travel World. And it's a beautiful sunny day here in Montreal. I'm Willem Backus with
I'm Stephen Pickford, and it's a great day here. We're here with Travel World, hoping to make your Saturday afternoon on AM 600 a special afternoon this holiday weekend. We'll be talking a little later about the romance capital of America, the Pocono Mountains. Also about getting away to Jamaica, but learning something while you're not frying yourself on the beach. So a couple of interesting things to talk about today. And to begin with, we have another winner of the Saturnus True Data Services box of 25 diskettes. This week, Jaginder Jadwani of Brossard asked, what is your guy's favorite Florida beach area? Now, we would have always said Jacksonville, but in 2 weeks, we'll be heading down to the Space Coast of Florida to do a live broadcast.
Cape Kennedy.
Yeah, the Kennedy Space Center, affectionately known around these parts as the Kennedy Space Center, and we'll be doing our broadcast live on the 25th, and from all reports, Florida Space Coast, the closest beaches to Orlando are really great. Cocoa Beach, Melbourne, that whole area. We'll be flying down there on Montreal's traditional favorite way to fly down to the Sunshine State on Delta Airlines. So,
well, we definitely have all the utmost respect for our super engineer, Chad. And here he comes in studio. Let's hear it for Chad today. His hand is just about healed, and it's really great. So, and we also have another very special guest with us in studio today. Soon to join us on future broadcasts is the beautiful Marianne Doucette. Marianne, let's hear it from you. It's nice to hear from Marianne. So,
right, we always have new people joining us, and the next week we'll be talking with Global Quebec anchor Heather Hiscox, who'll be joining us, talking about her favorite places in the province. But
the sights and smells and sounds of the beautiful fall foliage season, and we're going to be calling this Ascent of Heather.
Right, in the month of October, and that favorite Florida beach area, we'll be learning more about the Space Coast and Cocoa Beach, Melbourne. That's in 2 weeks' time to answer Jaginder Jadwani's question. But talking about Delta Airlines, a lot of my favorite trips to the United States over the past 10 years, I guess, have been...
Dallas, Florida, Boston,
yeah,
Philly.
Yeah, Dallas, and we've been to Miami and Las Vegas. And where else have I been with Delta? New Orleans.
Well, anywhere you want to go, Delta's going to go there, that's for sure.
Right, that's the, the oldest continuously operating carrier out of Montreal, going back to the days of the Boston and Maine Railroad Aviation Company in the early 30s. So,
well, they have a similar anniversary going on to Saturnus True Data. Saturnus True Data, of course, is 25 years old this year, but Delta started something in 72 as well.
Right, 1972. Two things. Delta took over the routes of Northeast Airlines, so it's been 25 years. August 1st, 1972, Delta took over those routes, and it officially became known as Delta because, as I say, all the corporate predecessors of the company, Northeast and Boston and Maine Railroad Aviation, they go back to the early 30s, but it officially became Delta.
Must have been something putting wings on that railroad card, getting it.
Yeah, trying to get that box
card.
No wonder it had to. I think the original route went Montreal, Burlington, Montpelier, White River Junction, Concord, and Manchester. There even used to be an airport in Lawrence. So,
Air Subaru stops in White River Junction.
luckily now you can fly Montreal to Boston nonstop. So, Jaginder Jadwani, thank you for your input, and you'll be hearing about our newest Florida beach area in 2 weeks' time. If you'd like to win those 25 diskettes from Saturnus, drop us a line. Our fax number is 626-3138. The mailing address is Travel World, Post Office Box 653, Stock Exchange Tower, Montreal, Quebec, H4Z1J9. And, of course, our email address is travelworld, all one word, lowercase letters, at reporters.net.
And, of course, we love Delta Airlines. I gotta say that they have more than once rescued us from some pretty deep soup. I remember sometime we were supposed to fly Midway down to Philly. This was for one of these investigative trips that we do here for our listeners on Travel World. And, of course, Midway dropped the ball. We were at the gate, and they said, well, sorry, this, that, and the other. They gave us a whole lengthy story about why they couldn't take us down that day. And we just went down to Delta, and guess who? They took care of us, and we're forever grateful.
Right. I mean, in one of our favorite trips to Las Vegas, 1992, went down there with Vic Phillips, the illustrious Montreal bon vivant, Jay Rubenstein and his wife, and Beverly Thompson from Global Ontario. And we had a great time. Flights were perfectly on time and a great hot meal service. You know, couldn't
beat it. Round 47 of Diet Coke?
Yeah, that was only a trip to Dallas. Had a lot of fun with
Fuller.
Fuller, Texas. You know, 1-800-MEET-TEX. What a memorable trip that was, heading down to Dallas and Fort Worth. So a lot of great places that you can head on the Delta Airlines system. Talking about places that are great to head to, press release came across my desk this week. We were talking about Pittsburgh and Cynthia Fodor's hometown last month. And I guess if you want to head down there and have drink an Arn or... An Iron City Brew, British Airways will be flying that route in their winter schedule. A continuation of the London flight will go London, Montreal, and Pittsburgh. And for the next 2 weeks, on an early bird booking sale, if you fly during the month of November through the early part of December, you can fly Montreal to Pittsburgh round trip for $99 return plus tax. And so you can head down there on a 747, enjoy in-flight service, internationally acclaimed in-flight service. You know, you don't have to settle for those stale peanuts on a 35-year-old DC-9 like some other companies fly down there at 10 times the price. You can enjoy that
world-class
service.
You can actually fly a 747 domestically. Well, we call it domestically. It's just
technically domestically. I mean, free trade and everything. It's open borders and open skies. So,
I mean, you'd usually be taking something like a DC-9 or a 737 down
DC-9
to a place like
on
that.
DC-9 on the other carriers, but British Airways, the world's favorite airline.
Yeah. It's a rush not having to go overseas to fly a 747.
Right, for aviation buff, and when you get to Pittsburgh, a lot of the great things to see. You know, great dinner at Le Mans restaurant overlooking the city up on top of Mount Washington, or the Sunday brunch down to Station Square. I mean, a lot of great things to see in Pittsburgh, and at a price of $99. I mean, even if you
$99 you can't
beat
it.
You can't go wrong. I mean, if you've always wanted to fly in a 747 or always wanted to try British Airways and their world-class and highly acclaimed service, get a taste of that by heading down to Pittsburgh. And
we're going to let you know as soon as Steve, he's also planning a trip to London to investigate for our listeners. And that also brings us to what we're doing today on the Pocono Mountains, and that's another thing. I got to stress it again. We do a lot of work for you guys, our listeners, and we're grateful for every one of you who has joined us today. So what we've done for you, we went and met a gentleman named Trip Ravain, who owns a brew pub called the Barley Creek Brewery. And what this guy has done is he said any Canadian who goes to his brew pub in the Poconos and mentions Travel World or CIQC will get the equivalent of a 40% discount. That is to say, the Canadian dollar at par.
And I mean, the prices were so reasonable enough to begin with, and the food was great. This is in Tannersville, right in the central Pocono Mountains, just off the interstate. But, I mean, you cannot go wrong when you get Canadian dollar at par on top of great food, great service, a real
warm...
It is
warm... great food, wasn't it? It was awesome.
You know, everything right from the cream of broccoli soup to start.
Isn't that good?
Finishing up with apple pie that they get made specially for them by a noted local bakery and brought in. So
they have a little chip and dip thing with a little bit of salsa and a little bit of chili, which was just awesome. It was amazing. I got to say, you know, we rarely meet a restaurateur that is so striking in the sense that he's a very, very smart guy.
Right, he has business smarts.
Good business smarts, man.
And he welcomes his people. He knows what makes not just a good restaurant, but a good tourist attraction, what is good for the tourism and hospitality industry.
Well, the thing is, we sat down and had a good conversation with him, minus the digressions, mind you.
we kind of get waylaid, but of course, just like on this program, we get waylaid sometimes by hidden thoughts, you know?
Yes, but the thing, part of the discussion that we had there, his place personifies what you really can expect out of the Poconos and out of any good destination, and that is, you go there, you have a good time. That's it.
Right, people buy into anything, a hotel, an airline, a restaurant, because they expect not just the basic service, but they expect to be warmly welcomed. They want to make that a memorable experience. They are parting with dollars, be it $5 or $5,000. They want to get value, but they also want to know that that company really appreciates their business and they are providing something that they can always remember.
Yeah, it's not the dollar amount. I mean, when you go there, I mean, you come off the highway, it's right across from a great factory outlet center, too.
Right, the crossings.
And, yeah, and you sit down, and what you want to do is just relax, have a great time. Sit down, have a good meal, and so on. So this is what we're going to be talking about today, the Pocono Mountains, a beautiful area, and I think it's time to take a break.
Yeah, let's take a short break, and we'll be right back here on Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
Stay late.
And now, another exciting adventure of Harold Geller, IT manager. As we join Harold in his office, Chief Financial Officer Sterling Character burst through the door.
Harold! I'm afraid we've got problems.
Relax, Chief. Tell me what's the matter.
It's our computer network. I know we have to keep up with technology, but at what cost?
Don't worry, Chief. It's taken care of.
But how?
With IBM's System Extra. It includes the latest equipment, easy to manage financing, and a full range of services.
Harold, you're amazing.
I'm also not finished.
Sorry.
I've arranged an IBM System Extra lease package that allows us to exchange our equipment after only 24 months with no hidden cost.
Harold, I don't know what to say.
You don't have to say anything, Chief. I've said it all.
You sure have.
Now you can have IBM System Extra for your business, just like Harold. To find the IBM business partner nearest you, phone 1-800-IBM-CALL. And be sure to stay tuned for more exciting adventures of Harold Geller, IT Manager.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
Head to the most happening street in the West Island, Bourbon Street West, of course. Kick back and relax in comfortable, easy surroundings while you enjoy world-class entertainment every night of the week. That's right. Bourbon Street West now features a rib-tickling comedy roadshow live from their location every Wednesday night. And live music fills the room every other night of the week. Bring all your friends to Bourbon Street West, the most lively, neighborly nightclub in the West Island. 1866 Sources in Pointe Claire between the 20 and 40. Call 695-6545.
Hi, this is Stephen Pickford. A year ago, I never thought I'd be using a computer. Today, I'm an internet junkie, and I love my computer, thanks to the good folks at Saturnus. I called 990-0802, and I was set to go. Call Saturnus at 990-0802. They've been in business for 25 years, and now I know why. Just one call to Saturnus at 990-0802, and I had my computer, printer, toner, and everything else I needed. Saturnus really knows their stuff, and they deliver. I didn't have to lift a finger. One call to 990-0802, and they brought everything, set it all up, and I was ready to go. And I know that when new things come out, I won't be left behind, because I can call 990-0802 anytime, and they'll upgrade me or trade me up. Now that's being computer smart. Having been in business for 25 years, you know that their 2-year guarantee on everything, even used computers, really means something. Just ask one of their many satisfied customers, like me. No matter what I need, toner, paper, disk, or software, I just call 990-0802, and it's there in no time. Call Saturnus today at 990-0802.
I'm Sharon Delaney from WXLV-TV in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Stay listening to Stephen Pickford and Travel World here on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Welcome back to Travel World here on AM 600 CIQC.
And welcome back after the short break with Christine Peterson is on the line now from the Pocono Mountains Vacation Bureau, and we're going to be talking about the romance capital of America. Good afternoon, Christine.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Very good, very good. We got back home safe and sound, and actually it's sort of like a homecoming to talk about Pocono Mountains here on AM 600. I look back through my archives, and 12 years ago, 1985, it was the first story I ever did on the afternoon drive show with Aaron Rand, Paul Zakave, and Suzanne Deez Hotel here when it was CFCF AM 60. So a lot of things have passed in 12 years, but the Poconos are still going strong.
Romance capital of America. Hey, Christine, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Willem. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. We were actually looking forward to meeting your sister Cassandra the last time we were down there.
My sister Cassandra.
It's just a joke for Halloween. So, you know something? When we went down there, we really learned an awful lot about the Poconos area, because when we thought the Poconos was maybe all, you know, the hot tubs and the love spa this and the love spa that, but in actual fact, we learned that it is a great outdoors kind of a holiday. You go there and beautiful Delaware Water Gap.
Absolutely. You also learned how big of an area it was as well, or still is, 2,400 square miles. And with so many outdoor activities, you know, we really are becoming a nature destination as well. We were canoeing, and eagle watching, nature tourism is very big in the area. There's lots to do outside, hiking, biking. We have loads of open spaces to go get back to nature in.
That's for sure. A lot of great golf courses down there, too. But
mm-hmm.
for the outdoorsy thing, I mean, what really struck me was the Delaware River, where
mm-hmm.
we went canoeing there. It was nice, calm water. We went down there, and you can actually see bald eagles. I never knew you could actually see that in that area.
Right. You get so close to the shoreline, and you're just in a totally other world. It is just so peaceful. And we went out with Ruth Jones Kittatinny Canoes, a
mm-hmm.
50-year family business, and very reasonable
that
price.
That was something, eh?
Well,
yeah.
What a real... She was a very exciting woman, because you see somebody who's operating a small business like that, which actually getting to be a larger business, and they operate Kittatinny outdoors activities like campgrounds and things like that,
mm-hmm.
and she knows that Delaware River like no one else, doesn't
yes,
she?
Yes, that's true. She grew up in the area, and she is my single largest source of information on the river. In terms of history and wildlife, she's forever telling me about what kinds of rare birds or endangered wildlife that she sees on her daily trips out. Eagle watching, you're right. Eagle watching is big. The Delaware River Valley is the largest bald eagle wintering and nesting spot east of the Mississippi. Bird count population at over 100 in the winter months.
Wow.
Yep.
She's done an awful lot for the environmental protection of that river now, hasn't she?
Yes, she has. She operates a three-day river cleanup every year. She gets hundreds of volunteers out on the river in canoes, in scuba gear. They clean up the shores, the banks, and the river bottom. She's been doing it for, I guess, about 12 years now, and she's really made a difference. And, you know, the river is exceptionally clean, it makes a difference for the people who are out there enjoying it.
Yeah, that's what we noticed when we went down there. It was just great. I mean, on a sunny day, you can see clear to the bottom of the river.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that deep, but even in its deepest parts, you can see right to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you wouldn't think that, you know, people would line up and volunteer to clean up a river, but, I mean, there's waiting lists. It's really an event, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Well, we've got to take our hats off to her. It's really something else.
Yeah.
And it was great to be introduced to canoeing, because we'd always looked at it and wanted to try it, and it's a great place to try something, you know, doing it on the Delaware River is one of the finest areas to take up canoeing. We also mentioned golf, 33 courses in the Pocono Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, like at the Shawnee Inn, which go back, you know, 60 years, a lot of history on very famous courses.
Yeah, you're right, 33 courses, and, you know, they vary in size. We've got everything from 9-hole courses to 36 and 45-hole courses. Poconos are a popular golf destination.
Yeah, just to give a little fix on the Poconos for people, it is the northeastern Pennsylvania, but I mean, the easiest way I can think of how to get there, you go to New York City and drive west about an hour into Pennsylvania.
Yep.
Right, that's it's around an hour and 15 minutes, hour and a half from Newark Airport to the eastern extremity of the Pocono Mountains at Delaware Water Gap and Stroudsburg. And, you know, for example, Continental Airlines flies twice a day, Montreal to Newark nonstop. Here's being at $249 plus tax with just 2 days advance purchase and no minimum stay, and you can stay up to 1 month. So very reasonably priced. You can make a good weekend getaway out of it. Go down on a Friday, let's say Friday morning, 9:45 in the morning, come back on a Monday afternoon, 2:30 in the afternoon, and get a good 4 days, three nights in sort of an extended weekend getaway in the Pocono Mountains.
I was really impressed with the New Continental. Their service was really something spectacular. On time, both times, both ways. Very polite people, attentive service. I mean, what else can you expect from a really good airline?
Right. No, they've already turned themselves around. Right from almost rock bottom, declaring bankruptcy a couple of times in their history, to today where it's one of America's most popular airlines.
But even with Continental getting down there, it might even be a great idea to take your car down to the Poconos, don't you say, Steve?
Oh, yes. If you wanted to go down, especially if you needed a car while you were there, it doesn't probably take you that much longer to head down and with a car.
And if you don't want to go with Air Subaru, as
right,
you know,
I mean,
fly.
Willem will head down there and take down, 90 miles an hour, 100 miles per hour, and that's when he's going slow.
Well, they said tear on dotted line, eh?
Right, tear down the dotted line, and Willem took it very literally, just like Drink Canada Dry. But there's a great...
That's when I'm thirsty.
There's a great fall promotion with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Pick up a car on a Friday, return it on a Tuesday, so 4 days for a total of $39.96. That works out to $9.99 a day. You get 2,000 free kilometers. That's for a subcompact or an economy car, and a little more, you can get something a little larger, depending on how many people you have to take. So you don't have to put that extra mileage on your own car. You can head down with Enterprise Friday to Tuesday for the equivalent of $9.99 a day.
$9.99 a day. That's amazing. But one of the best things about Enterprise is they'll come and get you, right?
Right. You just phone them, 1-800-RENT-A-CAR, and very easy to remember number, 1-800-RENT-A-CAR. And
who can forget 1-800-RENT-A-CAR?
No, I can only think of one person. I won't name him on the air. they will send someone from their nearest location, and they have 18 locations in Montreal to serve you.
Wow. Then so there's always one close to you, and you just dial one number. They'll come and get you.
And that's it. I mean,
it's amazing.
You get that special fall package, $39.96 for 4 days. From Friday to Tuesday, 2,000 free kilometers. They have a wide selection of specialty vehicles as well in the fleet.
Like 4x4s, minivans, full size?
That's right, a vehicle to meet every need. So no matter how many people you have to transport, like those out-of-town visitors, or for any occasion, such as when your car is in the shop or something.
So they really have something for everybody.
That's right. When you pick Enterprise, they'll pick you up just by calling 1-800-RENT-A-CAR today.
The one thing they don't have at Enterprise is a really cool pickup truck like Chad the Engineer.
No, that's one thing that they'll have to add to the fleet, but I don't think Chad's is for sale just yet.
Nah.
We're talking today with Christine Peterson.
But it is awesome. I've seen this thing. You ought to see it.
Christine Peterson from the Pocono Mountains Vacation Bureau. What are some of the coming events? It's fall foliage season here. When are the peak days for fall foliage down in the Pocono Mountains?
Well, peak is actually kind of fast approaching here. The colors are absolutely beautiful this year. And lots of activities, lots of ways you can actually get out there and enjoy the foliage. Driving tours. We have lots of festivals. As a matter of fact, we have a balloon festival coming up this weekend. 30 to 50 balloons will be taking off every day over the weekend and flying over the Pocono Mountains. It's a beautiful sight.
Right, especially when you look out and you see the leaves beneath you.
Oh, yeah.
And the calm breezes just transporting you over the mountains, that must be something very spectacular to see. If we just put you on hold for a couple of minutes, then we'll come back, talk more about the Pocono Mountains right after we take a short break here on Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
Stay listening.
You've got a Friday night date with Johnny Beauvais right here on AM 600. 9 to 10, Johnny's around with some great music from the golden era of the big bands. Your favorite tunes, your favorite singers, the best bands in the land, along with Johnny's footnotes on the people who made the music. If you like listening, if you like reminiscing, you'll love what we have to offer Fridays 9 to 10. Johnny Beauvais and the big band sounds on AM 600. Brought to you by Canada Plaza. Great shopping on the way to Chateauguay.
It's an amazing fact. Most people spend more time planning their annual vacation than upon planning for their financial future. At no other time in history has advanced planning for retirement been so important. Let my buddy Bill Wisnowski and Diversifolio Financial Services put their years of expertise at your service to combat the information overload of investment options to tailor a portfolio to meet your needs. Over the past week, we have spoken about the fact that diversification is the key to minimizing risk in anyone's portfolio. In that same regard, now you can sleep while your money works. Financial peace of mind can mean many things. For most people, the key element is consistent investment returns conservatively achieved. Star Strategic Asset Allocation from McKenzie offers 17 different portfolios, each comprised of 7 different mutual funds structured to meet the needs of individual investors. The objective is to reduce overall volatility and maintain the returns you require to achieve financial independence. Please read the important information in the prospectus for McKenzie Star. Unit value and total investment returns will fluctuate. Call Bill Wishnowski in Diversifolio Financial Services today, 731-5592, or toll free at 1-800-232-0240 for a free financial planning consultation and to learn more about gaining financial independence from the Star McKenzie program. Diversifolio, 731-5592. Investing to outperform.
Portfolios, briefcases, computer cases, whatever the luggage, you'll find what you're looking for at Le Fil du Cuir. Top luggage like French, Voith, Andiamo, Hartmann, Zero Halliburton, and more. Not only is North America's largest selection luggage center, but they offer expert repair service for all your leather goods and garments, including damaged bag airline claims. One stop and you'll know why all your traveling needs begin and end at Le Fil du Cuir. 550 Sherbrooke Street West, 849-0136.
Proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Trying to stretch every dollar? Aren't you glad it's Unifree's 20th anniversary mega sale? From personal care to household care, to celebrate the big event, Unifree has dropped the prices on a variety of products throughout the store.
Fuji Super G 100, 24 exposure film, only $239 with coupon. Plus select sizes of Huggies Ultra Thinner Supreme, just $13.99.
Unifree's 20th anniversary mega sale, the greatest prices to save you more. The brands you know, the savings you expect. At Unifree, there's always a smile.
Oh, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Telemax from Videotron. More channels, more documentaries, more discovery. Set your sights on Target Earth tonight at 7:30 on the Discovery Channel and get the big picture on asteroids. More cold hard facts. Catch Cops at 8 on Fox and see what it's really like patrolling a beat. More Formula One. Don't miss pre-race coverage of the Japanese Grand Prix at 11:30 on TSN. Telemax from Videotron. The very best on television and more.
Hi, this is Cynthia Fodor from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Back to Travel World here on AM 600 CIQC. You're with Stephen Pickford, Willem Backus, and Marianne Doucette, the beautiful, the lovely, the talented.
And we didn't say which one was which.
that was the three. Of course, the talented happens to be our super producer, Chad the Engineer. That was a brilliant feat of engineering, Chad. We thank you for that.
Flattery will get you nowhere.
Well, we try, don't we?
And one of the, talking about flattery, a hotel that we stayed at down in the Pocono Mountains that really exceeded all expectations. I mean, we've been to hundreds and hundreds of hotels around the world.
A hotel that's better than the brochure.
Better than the brochure. Caesar's Pocono Palace. I mean, this hotel... is out of this world.
I mean, these days, you know, we've seen, like, so many hotels. We've gone so many places. And we figure, oh, yeah, bed, table, chair, hanging lounge, Spectravision. It's a hotel room, you know. What else, you know? The clean rooms of the Holiday Inn. We went to this place, and we just, our jaws dropped. It was unbelievable. Even if it sounds expensive, it's not. Folks, go there. Go
no,
to
when
the
you look at what you
Palace.
Get, I mean, the top room, the Roman Tower, split-level suite, round, circular bed on upper floor, and you have the patented champagne glass, 7-foot-high champagne glass, which is a copyright of
Jacuzzi.
Caesars Pocono Resorts. You have
a love shack.
Everything that you want in that room, sauna, massage table, the heart-shaped swimming pool, fireplace. I mean, it and was absolutely.
Sauna,
I mean, you
yeah.
just walk in. I mean, we just looked and said, "Is this, you know, true?
Is
I mean,
for real?
Have we, you know, died
all
and gone
can,
to heaven? I mean,
all you can play golf.
Yeah, they have the 9-hole golf course there. You can go to different facilities and attractions. They have four.
The meals are included.
Yeah, two meals a day, breakfast and dinner, all the activities. Boating, they have their own small boating area there at
right
Caesars Pocono
area.
Palace. You're near everything that there is to see and do in the area. And, I mean, even their most
and
expensive
the
room.
The staff is so incredibly... I've never met a staff at a hotel like this. This is what I was talking about, Trip
right.
Ravine earlier. He has a philosophy in his brew pub of every one of his staff carries the philosophy that makes sure they enjoy themselves and have a good time. And that's the same thing here at the Caesars Pocono Palace. Everybody there is concerned about having a good time. You can really tell this. They really care.
Right, they're interested in the people that they're serving their guests. They are right into it. They have a whole service philosophy. I mean, it's very, very rare in the hospitality industry these days to see people who care and want somebody to have such a great vacation.
What an awesome place. It was just awesome. And there was a guy there, I got to mention him, John Ferrillo, in the Caesars Pocono Palace. And we were just having our meal one day. And, you know, Steve and I... We haven't laughed so hard in years, 10, 15 years. This guy had us on the floor laughing. He's just, you know.
So exuberant, and, you know, you can tell he loves his job. He loves what he's doing. And really, I mean, the basic package at Caesars Pocono Palace for the top-of-the-line room, the Roman Towers, their new signature rooms, a three-day, two-night package, $730 U.S., and that's per room, not per person. It includes everything, your two meals a day, your entertainment, all of your...
$1,100, you're there for a weekend.
Right.
For in your love shack, where you can golf. I mean, who would not want to go to a place like this? A weekend getaway? I mean, you can go for your full honeymoon, you know, like if you have your little white wedding, as we sang earlier, or if you go down there just for...
To rekindle the romance. A lot of people, there are a lot of older couples there who went to rekindle the romance, and
especially
that is what one of the big markets
because
are.
You can walk up the little highway there, and, you know, as Christine was mentioning earlier today, the beautiful fall foliage. You go walking hand in hand in the forest with the one that you love. Now, two guys, Steve and I, went
down there. No, we looked out of place. I mean,
this did nothing for our reputation. But, I mean, honestly, you go down there, and it's a beautiful, beautiful place.
And for people who like history, we didn't really have a chance this trip, but a place that really made an impression on me from my first trip into the Pocono Mountains was Jim Thorpe. I mean, a Victorian town nestled in a valley, referred to as the Switzerland of America. The Packer Mansion, built in 1860 by the founder of the Lehigh Valley Railroad with all its original furnishings, the Jersey Central Railroad Station, the St. Mark's Episcopal Church. I mean, really something special. I can remember to this day, 12 years later, how beautiful it was and how much of an impression it made. When we turned the bend and went in, it was as if time had not touched this city, that it had just stood still. We were at the end of the Civil War, and here we were in coal country, Pennsylvania.
You just got to watch that. It's so beautiful. And another thing, you know, if you're like me and Steven, we go down to places. We like to find small business owners. Yeah, Caesars Pocono Palace is great, but it is a large, large company, Fortune 500. But there are some beautiful family-owned places there, and they really go far over the board, you know, over the above the call of duty. I mean, such as Trip Ravine and his Barley Creek Brew Pub. Remember, all listeners from CIQC, Canadian dollar at par. Need
for the
I
next
say
year,
more?
From October 97 to October 98, mention
Canadian
to Trip that Canadian dollar
par.
Is at par, and I mean, you
and
got
only CIQC listeners.
Right.
This is an exclusive.
If you say you listened on another station and you just heard it from a friend, no, it doesn't work.
But so. There's a place in Stroudsburg called the Stroudsmore Inn, and this was a family picked up this place. They fixed it up. They're still working on it, as a matter of fact.
Right, the Stroudsmore Country Inn is under new owner Andy Fiore and Andy Forte. And Trip Ruvain was telling us how really they have taken this property and turned it around, catering to executive retreats and meetings. And very reasonable prices, midweek, beginning like at $49.95 a night, including breakfast. I mean, you can't beat that for the type of accommodations that they give.
So, Christine, tell us a little bit more about what's coming up special in the Poconos for the next 2 months there for our Canadian friends.
Well, we have, we've got lots of festivals going on, as I said, Oktoberfests. Mm-hmm. We've got a great beer festival coming up in November. Probably over 45 brewers from around the world. They do beer seminars and beer tastings and beer dinner. So that's a big attraction for people. We get thousands and thousands of people in for that every
year.
You're
speaking to the hearts of Montrealers.
Yes.
The beer festival.
The beer festival.
Yeah, we actually have another beer festival that goes on earlier in the year. So your listeners would have to come back in the springtime for the second one. Lots of outdoor activities, lots of guided fall foliage tours, train excursions happen in two parts of the Poconos every weekend. Shopping trips, we have...
Shopping.
Yeah, shopping trips.
Now you're speaking to the heart of the beautiful and talented Marianne Doucette. You can say hello to her here. Marianne, why don't you ask Christine a question about the Poconos there?
Oh, I was just wondering, yeah, about the shopping. What kind of shops can you expect to find there?
Well, we've got lots of factory outlets down here, over 151.
151.
Yep.
Let's go to the brew pub.
Yeah, that's what Tripp was saying. A big part of his business is husbands who drop off their wives at the factory outlets and then come and drown their sorrows, I guess, with a...
The brew pub is just up the street.
They're independent.
Yes. A different kind of declaration of independence, you know. If they couldn't get to Philadelphia, they declare their independence at the brew pub.
I got to mention, we went to the Cherry Valley Vineyards there, and that's also a very interesting place to visit, especially if you take, someone like our lovely and talented Marianne Doucette.
Right. I mean, that's another family-owned business, the Serenity family, and they really know their wines, and especially as fruit wines, and they're very tasty, very tasty. You can take a tour Saturday, Sundays, 1 to 5, and the rest of the week they have a very nice little gift shop marketing their own home-produced Pennsylvania wines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's a lovely spot as well. They've got the picnic tables out there where you can buy a bottle of wine and lounge under the trees. It's a wonderful spot.
There's some really beautiful areas around there. We also notice on the billboards, now some people don't like billboards. I kind of like them, especially in an area like the Poconos, because it'll give you an idea what kind of attractions are nearby. But, Christine, I never could figure out why New Jersey put... There's a little city further south in New Jersey that has this railroad, like model railroad museum. And why do they put their ad up in the Poconos when you got to drive 17 hours to get there?
Somebody sold them a good advertising contract. Another interesting place we went to was Lost River Caverns. Now, that's around 45 minutes south of the Pocono Mountains, just actually south of Easton, which was a very pretty town. A lot of Montreal listeners.
We drove through Bethlehem. Now, this is a beautiful place.
Uh-huh.
It's an old steel mill. The steel mill's closed down now, but it's still a gorgeous place to drive through. If you ever wanted to drive through small-town America, and now we're great, big, huge, incredible fans of the New England area. I mean, New England, you can't beat it for us, but you know something? This area of Pennsylvania has a character all to its own, and you really want to
go through downtown towns like Bethlehem, Easton, which a lot of people in Montreal will know Easton as the hometown of Expos broadcaster Dave Van Horn. Easton was a very pretty town, so a lot of great things. I mean, just so much to see and do in the Pocono Mountains. I invite our listeners to give a call to the Pocono Mountains Vacation Bureau, 1-800-POCONOS. Now, there's an easy number to remember as well, talking about easy numbers, or check out their website, www.poconos.org. Well, Christine Peterson from the Pocono Mountains Vacation Bureau, we really enjoyed our stay. We can really recommend to Montreal listeners to get away from it all. Actually, as you say, get away to it all in the Pocono Mountains. Thank you for joining us today on Travel World here on AM 600 CIQC.
And it's coming up on the 45 right now. Should we take a call or should we go for a break?
No,
right
we'll
now?
take a short break, and then we'll be back talking to
Sophie Slade. Sophie Slade, please.
And she'll
wait
be talking about sort of a seminars in Jamaica. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Mom, Dad's been sitting on the doorstep for 3 days. Like, duh.
He's waiting for his mansion win card, dear.
Duh?
It could mean a trip to Fort Lauderdale, dear.
Well, duh. When's he coming back in?
today, duh.
Mom, don't mock me.
Match and win for $125,000 in prizes from CFCF12, the Gazette, and Royal Airline. Play the game, get the card in today's Gazette.
Duh.
Off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Le Sport Sac, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At JetSetter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with JetSetter, and GST is included in every price you see. JetSetter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West, between Clark and St. Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
It's the right call to make. When it's pizza, the call is to Domino's. Ask for their double specials or pick up and get your second pizza for just $3, whatever size you order. Around the world, the place for pizza, Domino's, and there are 10 of them in Montreal.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagary Travels, USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call the corporate travel specialist at Zagary Travel in Dollar today, 626-3132, to find out how you can save your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagary. 626-3132.
Hi, this is Amanda Ober from News Channel 2 in Orlando. Stay tuned for my exclusive reports from Florida here on Travel World with Stephen Pickford on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC. Well, welcome back to Travel World. Once again, following the break, it's a beautiful day here in
beautiful
Montreal.
Beautiful day, 12:48, coming up fast, approaching to news on the hour here on AM 600. Joining us now on the line is Sophie Slade, and she's organizing...
Not from the rock group Slade.
And she's organizing a seminar to combine sort of enjoying yourself on the beach in Jamaica with learning a tropical
Jamaica
vacation.
Mon.
Yep.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi. What was basically the impetus behind putting together this seminar, which is entitled A Tropical Vacation, Keeping the Love You Find, which I thought was a great topic, especially since we're talking about the Pocono Mountains, and also igniting your creative fire and art-making experience?
Mm-hmm. Well, Louise, who does the art workshops, and I wanted a wonderful setting to do these workshops together. I do the Keeping the Love You Find workshops here, which are based on the work of Harbour Hendricks, who wrote the book by that name, and Louise has done our workshops for many, many years. And we thought Jamaica would be a wonderful, steamy place to do that kind of inner and outer work.
Right. A lot of people go to a beach destination, particularly the Christmas period, because your seminar is going December 28th to January 4th, mm-hmm. and all they do is lie on the beach and they come back, and other than a tan, what have they brought back from that vacation?
See a snapshot. We're offering more. Something that will last, hopefully, throughout the whole year.
Stephen, of course, is referring to me, who stood on the beach and said everybody that I was the King of France, but that's beside the point.
Did anybody take you home with them?
I lie on the beach. I remember one time when we went down to Jamaica, we went to a little resort called Hedonism 2. Now, Stephen didn't quite read it into the brochure that this involves swinging, and he was kind of perturbed when some lady walked up to him and propositioned him in the middle of a bar.
Yeah, that's not where we're going. We're not going to Hedonism. We are going to Negril, but it won't be that quite that kind of a vacation.
Well, there are other educational experiences, as in?
Yes.
Right, a lot of things you can learn. Now, are you recommending that people come down as a couple or individually?
Either or. The workshop that I'm doing is open to anybody who's interested in doing some work on themselves and on themselves in relationships. So it's for singles, for couples, for people who are in a relationship but don't come with their partner. They want to do some of their own stuff, look at themselves more deeply.
Right, and also it's not going to be so intense that they're going to be spending 24 hours a day like some workshops from some groups. You sort of mix a lot of fun things in with these learning experiences.
Yes, absolutely. The beach and the grill at night is a scene in itself, and there's lots happening there in terms of the music and the beach and the dancing and the stars. And the mornings are free, too, to lie on the beach, do those sorts of things, you know. Explore the area.
Right, then you have the workshops in the afternoon, like from 1 to 6 p.m.
Yeah.
And the rest of the day free to explore.
Yeah.
I guess it would be, most of your customers, are they coming from Montreal, or is this going to be a real melting pot, people from all over, and a great chance to make contacts and network amongst others, make maybe a lot of new friends?
Yeah, they'll be coming from all over.
Have you held one of these seminars before, or is this your first time, or are you following an idea that you may have read about somewhere else?
We did one in May in Jamaica in the grill, and it worked really well. So we're doing it again, and we'll be doing more in the future.
And
the one in May was for couples, exclusively for couples, whereas this one's open to everybody.
Now, how many people do you expect to attend? Is this a large group or a very small, intimate group?
I would say it'll be fairly small. Somewhere between 10 and 20 people.
Right, which is a good manageable group, and it creates a good learning atmosphere as well, that, you know, people may not be intimidated by others, that they can feel very close and can, you know, more discover themselves in a very nurturing environment as well.
Yes, very much so. My experience has been that a lot of very close connections are formed between the group members.
Self-discovery on the beach in Jamaica, which sounds like an awful lot of fun. Educational experiences and stuff like that. I mean, this really gives you something else back when you go on holiday, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is taking place December 28th to January 4th, and the price is $1,500 U.S. per person. Now, that's for the round-trip airport transfers, the seven nights hotel and the double occupancy, and the workshop, you're not looking after the air transportation or the meals. You're just looking after the land portion of the trip.
That's right.
Of course, hopefully people can find space to get down there on the flights, because I know from experience that some of those flights are on those dates, that unless somebody was taking this as part of a longer stay, they may already find them difficult to get. So I would recommend as well that people get in touch with the airline or their travel agent as soon as possible and get the air portion in place. But I also can give out the number to call for more information. Sophie Slade can be reached at 481-5623 here in Montreal. And the title of the seminar, again, is Imagine Jamaica, an Enriched Vacation, Rekindle the Passion in Yourself and in Your Relationship. So, Sophie Slade, thank you for joining us. I think you're away this weekend. Anyway, you called in from somewhere down in New York State, have you not?
In the Adirondack Park.
Or in the Adirondack Park. So,
on our way to the Poconos.
You can either keep going down to the romance capital of America in the Pocono Mountains, or if you're in the Adirondacks, pass by...
good here, yeah.
And do some... pass by Plattsburgh.
Such a beautiful place, say, enjoying all the fall foliage.
Oh, yeah, or pass by Plattsburgh and do some bird watching of different types. Sophie Slade, thank you so much for joining us for a few minutes this afternoon on Travel World here on AM 600.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Oh, and it's a beautiful sunny day. We're just looking forward. You know, when we went down to the Poconos, we had our first taste of golf, Stephen and I,
yes,
in
we
over
got,
17 years.
And, of course, we shot an 81, but, of course, we're not telling anyone that was on a nine-hole course.
So don't tell anybody.
We'd
enjoy our 81 for a little while.
Enjoy an 81. Well, I mentioned that to Vic Phillips. He says nobody shoots an 81. I don't know. I guess he was incredulous, but I think he was incredulous more the fact that we actually...
That you omitted the second...
I did not tell him, 81, oh, boy, you guys are great. Yeah. Right. I just hope when we hit Arizona or someplace, we go with Vic, that he just says, oh, you guys, can you show me some tips? I don't think so.
Well, we'd probably hand him a buck and say, good service, Vic.
Yeah, don't forget the doorman.
Don't forget the doorman, buy low, sell high, what are the tips?
Oh, lots of tips. there are always lots of tips that can be given out. Some can be mentioned on the air and some cannot, but there's always a tip to give somebody. I think, well, that is, again, we're talking about the seminar on Jamaica, there's always something to learn. And we learned from Trip Ruvane the key to success
again,
in the hospitality industry.
Canadian dollar at par. Go to the Poconos as soon as you can. And wherever we go, for you guys on Travel World, we're always looking out for you.
Right, we're always looking for the best way to get there, the best airline, the best car rental company, the best hotel, the best restaurant, to pass along those tips, because we are friends sharing travel with friends, and people like to know where somebody else has tried. Now, of course, everyone's idea of a perfect vacation is different, but people feel much more relaxed, much more confident going to a destination and saying, yes, well, so-and-so, I heard it on Travel World, and, mm-hmm. You know, Stephen Pickford or Willem Backus or Cynthia Fodor or somebody said, that's a good place. There's somebody that, you know, the trust and tradition continues, that they will pass along their judgment. And, of course, we invite you, the listener, to call, write, email, fax, whatever you want to pass along your tips as well.
That's it. We're getting to have quite a following here on Travel World, and we have to thank every one of you, our listeners, for helping make us your choice on a Saturday afternoon schedule.
Right. I know a lot of people have a lot of things going on
and
a Saturday.
And also, if you have a choice of music that you want to play, just check out our website for upcoming shows. If you have a choice of music you want to play, I mean, this week the music honors go to Montreal's own Kevin Metheny, and also go to Mary Beth for choice of our second song today. So we definitely listen to our listeners here on Travel World. Please come back to us with your suggestions. We'd love to hear from you.
Right, some of the upcoming shows. Next week we're talking about weekend getaways, the hidden holiday hideaway haunts of Heather Hiscox. And
right here behind the green door. Yeah. It's a scent of heather with October silk on Travel World.
Right, I mean, the CIQC green. And, you know, that's next week, and we'll have a lot of fun. Just getting back to her initial roots in radio. Back here on AM 600. The following week, live from Florida's Space Coast. And some of the upcoming shows, November 1st, Vancouver broadcaster Monica Delmos on Gibraltar and Prague. November 8th, Miriam Bowen from Jet Setter Boutique will be back.
She's coming back with all the gadgets. November the 8th.
November the 8th, a month from now.
Miriam Bowen, you remember the last show we had her on? Yeah. We had all those groovy gadgets and stuff like that. We're going to play the James Bond theme and everything like that. We're going to have a real party in
a real party. That's the second half of the show on the 8th of November. November 15th, I think we're doing Minneapolis, the Mall of America.
But we're also going to be covering our good friends over at Delta Airlines once again, and it's going to be our pleasure and honor to have in studio the great Hank Canvin.
Hank Canvin symbolizes Delta Airlines in Canada. Over 50 years in the Canadian aviation industry, one of the true gentlemen, probably the only gentleman I've ever met in the Canadian aviation industry, a real fine man, and probably the only Delta Airlines general manager to have a street and a park named after him. If you ever wonder where Canvin Street and Canvin Park in Kirkland were named, Hank Canvin from his days as a city councilor there. So
they were originally going to name it Savvy Street after our very own Ted Thiemann.
Yeah, but they passed on something a little more memorable and to honor a true gentleman, Hank Canvin. And
once again, Montreal, our very own Je reviens de Montréal plays.
Which means we came back to Canada's greatest city after visiting the Pocono Mountains and all those other great places we've been to and plan to be on visiting over the next weeks and months here on Travel World.
Well, thank you very much for listening to Travel World, everybody.
Thanks for making us part of your Saturday afternoon listening schedule. We'll be back again next week, noon to 1, here on AM 600 CIQC, Information Radio in Montreal. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus. Thank you for listening. Et qui fait neiger